Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the University of Vermont women's hockey team, Coach Jim Plumer. And Coach, first of all, last year at this time, you guys were in Bemidji. How nice is it to be home hosting Bemidji?
Well, after last year, I think, to sleep in our own beds and actually know that we're going to show up for the game on time is a a pleasant surprise, or at least something that we can count on for sure. So we're glad that you guys made it and looking forward to the weekend.
How much has your team changed since last year to this year?
It's actually changed quite a bit. We had an impactful senior class that graduated. Some of our all-time leading scorer, Amanda Pelkey, who's on the U.S. women's team for the Four Nations Cup, and Brittany Zuback, who was close to 100 points. So, you know, sometimes when you have a powerful senior class, a lot of people sit back and look up to them. So we're excited. We have a really, really good and exciting freshman class. So we're excited to see them and some of our younger players step up into those positions.
I understand Amanda is on the Boston team for the National Women's Hockey League. What kind of impact does that have for hockey out here?
Amanda really has been an ambassador for girls and women's hockey in Vermont for a number of years. She's been a prominent player. She was on the under-18 team for 3 years as a 15-year-old. So to have a native Vermonter, here at Vermont was huge, and she's just that kind of kid that relishes the role of being a spokesman, always has time for kids and an interview. So we're happy to see her continue her career.
This year's team got off to a start last weekend playing McGill. Walk us through what your thoughts were on that first game.
Well, like you guys, you get about a week of practice, and you guys were playing real games, and so we did not really approach it as a game that we were peaking for or game planning for or anything like that. It was really, we had a hard week of practice, and we're looking for an opportunity to get our kids to skate up and down the ice against somebody that was wearing something other than our colors. So very pleased with our young players. We played everybody, rolled four lines, played 7D, and gave everybody a chance to get some game experience and us to get some teaching moments. So I think, we really looked at it. It's nice to have an exhibition where you can really get some film and show some teaching points. And we played a fast game. Certainly could have gone either way. We had our share of scoring chances. And last year we lost them 4-0, and this year was a 2-1 game. Power play goal was what was the difference. So we're excited about where we are 2 weeks into the season.
What have you seen out of your team so far that you like?
Great team chemistry. This team's as united as any team I've had probably in my career, and have been fortunate enough to have some championship teams in Division III. So really excited to see that. As I said, I think sometimes when you have a powerful senior class, they can dominate, and this, we've seen some kids blossom already and on and off the ice. So there's a lot of enthusiasm, and we know we have a tough matchup in front of us this weekend, but we're excited for it.
How does Hockey East look this year?
Well, it looks a lot the same as it has. BC is loaded, and I think is consensus preseason number one. BU, which has won the last four titles, takes a big hit with the loss of Marie-Philippe Poulin to graduation, who's just a fantastic player and ambassador for the game. And Northeastern, so I think the top three look pretty similar to what has been the last few years, at least since I've been in the league. I do think the rest of the league, honestly, is up for grabs. And even in the poll, the number, the voting, the totals were very close. So, it's going to come down to some key plays, and there's been some great goaltending in our league that has really made the difference last year, and so we're hoping that we can overcome that this year.
What kind of style of play does your team play?
I'd like to think that we're fast. We've been pretty foot speed fast in the past. We're, I think, faster now than we were before, but I think, 3 years in, we're starting to evolve into a good transition team like I had envisioned us being. We have a couple of freshman defensemen that really are good puck movers, quarterback style kids, and so I think we're going to be able to get up and down the ice a little bit. I think we're not nearly as big as Bemidji is, so that's a potential issue for us, but I think that we'll match up pretty well with our speed.
What else do you expect to see out of Bemidji this weekend?
Well, just having played them last year and then just watching a little bit of tape from last weekend, just very smart players, very patient with the puck. They manage the puck well. I don't think they don't beat themselves. They're that kind of good, fundamentally sound team that, plays smart and then takes advantage of the opportunities that they get, and obviously fantastic goaltending. So we know we're gonna have to convert some chances and try to use our speed.
This weekend's homecoming. What kind of activities and distractions do you hope your players don't get involved in?
Well, being a relatively young program like we are, I don't think we have too many alums that come back for homecoming at this point. I think this is like maybe the 13th or 14th year of the program. So I think they're really excited. I think, you know, when you get to the Division I level, kids know that, you know, it's time to, they need to focus on games. There are a lot of things going on. There's a big big dinner going on that caused our game to be moved at 4:30 to 4:30 Friday. That is for a capital campaign. So I think there are some distractions. I think the hardest thing is playing at 4:30 on a school day when kids have to go to class and stuff like that. I think that those are probably the bigger distractions right now.
Coach, thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to enjoying Vermont.
Great. Thanks. Enjoy your stay here.